Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hey, Ari Parker is with us, lead licensed advisor at Chapter. And I think that your news might be good, but whenever there's news about Medicare or premiums or prescription drug coverage, it seems like, yeah, if that goes down, something else goes up. So do you have good news for us?
Lisa, I'm honored to join you again, and I do have good news, big news and good news. Medicare prescription drug plan averages are going down for 2023. They're actually going down.
That's amazing. Why? Why are they going down? I have to ask why. Why are they going down? Because it seems nothing is going down these days.
I know. But they're going down 1.8%, which is a modest savings. It's not going to be a ton, but it still is helpful to people who are just getting by. And especially as prices are rising everywhere else, this is big news.
Yeah, absolutely. Any little discount, and the fact that they're not going up is probably the better news, because it seems like every time they offer folks a little more money in the form of Social Security, then their Medicare goes up, and it seems to just eliminate any cost savings for them. So how many people does this affect?
This affects millions of people. Really, anyone who is on Medicare can take advantage of these savings. You can lock the savings in during the annual enrollment period, which starts October 15th. And these savings will go into effect starting January.
And so
almost 65 million people are on Medicare. So it's really significant.
Yeah, it is. And so is that something people have to take action to take advantage of?
Yes. When you see the Medicare commercials, and you'll know when they're on because you see William Shatner, for example, talking about different plans, that's the time in which you can assess your options and get change or join a Medicare prescription drug plan.
And, you know, we all know that that usually opens sometime in mid-October and runs through maybe the end of the first week of December. But is it your experience as well that most people push it off to the last minute?
Yes, many people wait until after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You can do it anytime between October 15th and December 7th. And these savings are particularly useful for people who live in and around the Chicago area, because the Chicago area has some of the highest insulin prices in the country. And here, based on new information for next year, you can save up to $1,600 for insulin medication if you're on the right plan to cover your insulin.
And why are insulin prices higher in the Chicagoland area than elsewhere in the country?
It's a great question. Drug coverage, what people may not realize is that these plans vary based on the county that you live in nationwide. So there are actually over 24,000 different plans across the two different main types, and of course, a drug plan, it can either be covered through a Medicare Advantage or by purchasing a standalone prescription drug plan. And so what we're really looking at are drug prices in the Chicagoland area.
I'm stunned that it varies from county to county. Somehow that hits me as unfair.
Right. Depending on where you live, and it's actually useful information for someone who might have diabetes. If they're listening now, know that if you take insulin, for example, you can find a lot of savings by shopping your plan every year.
I might not understand the full context of this question, but somebody just sent a text and said, if we are on a plan, do we change?
You have the option to change starting October 15th.
And that's something you really need to sit down and read all of that fine print and maybe talk to somebody about, because it seems to me you get hit with so much information and you never really know what somebody's using as a marketing tool or, you know, trying to sway you in one direction or another. Can you give advice to people when that window opens, what they should be looking for or doing?
Look to work with an independent advisor who can compare all of your options, depending on the doctors that you want to see, the prescriptions that you take, and of course, what's important to you.
Absolutely. All right. And so as a lead licensed advisor at Chapter, I'm guessing that's something you do.
It is. It is. And our number is 855-900-2427.
All right. Thank you for joining us. We always appreciate your input on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Thank you so much for having me, Lisa.